Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here, beginning the show today by taking a look at the value of a college education. How do you assign value to your education? What about for your kids? Did you end up in a field directly related to what you studied? And if not, how did those skills and training transfer to what you ended up doing for your career? Great questions, and you may have some others as well. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to our Facebook page. You can post a question there at The Larry Mueller Show. To our guest, and our guest is Tom Plager, Dean and Chief Education Officer for the UW-Baraboo Sauk County campus. He's with us by phone today. And Tom, great to have you along. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Larry, great to be back on the show. Always enjoy talking about higher education or archaeology, and it's a beautiful day in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a tough economy, tight job market. People I know are understandably concerned about students coming out of college without great job prospects, perhaps. How do you counter arguments that education might not be as good an investment as perhaps it used to be?
Well, I think there are a number of ways you have to look at higher education in terms of investment. There's the financial return, which census data still shows nationally that four-year college-educated citizens will, on average, out-earn someone without a degree. But there's a lot of other value that comes with a college education in terms of particularly the types of skills that a four-year experience develops in an individual. Analytical skills, good liberal education skills, I think are skills that transfer to virtually any career throughout one's lifetime. And I think what's more important now than ever is for an individual to have a skill set that allows adaptability, particularly in an economy like this where jobs are changing regularly. It's hard to predict what are the future jobs and where is the job market going in terms of high demand versus liberal arts skills are something that is valuable regardless of what career or field you're in.
Yeah. And you know, as you look at the costs of education, the almost the sky can be the limit. But there are also some ways to get a great education without spending a fortune. And, of course, I'm thinking in part about the two-year colleges and the role they can play in a college career.
Well, that's true. And the University of Wisconsin system, we're very fortunate as a state, has developed a series of price points across the UW system. So we have 26 campuses, and what makes Wisconsin different than most states is that we have 13 two-year liberal arts campuses, part of the state university system, where a student can begin any major and at a tuition rate that's about $200 a credit, which is an exceptional value when you consider that the class sizes are very small. You can begin virtually any major in the system, and the courses are taught by University of Wisconsin system credentialed faculty. And so it's really a tremendous value. Students can save a significant amount of money the first 2 years and move on to a larger campus, and it's a relatively seamless transfer because of our unique system in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you wrote recently that no matter what field a student decides to specialize in, frankly, a large number of their classes will be in the liberal arts. And maybe you should define liberal arts first.
Sure. Well, there's some terms that you see sometimes in the literature discussed in higher ed circles. And liberal arts are the disciplines of the humanities, the sciences, the natural, the social science, mathematics, and the arts. And a liberal education is the composite curriculum of elements of courses from all of those disciplines. And if you look at a four-year degree within the system, it's on average 120 credits. Virtually half of virtually every four-year degree is made up of a liberal education, and there's a lot of thought that goes into the selection of those courses. Sometimes you hear the term general education, which I think undervalues what that experience is, but it's really the greatest concentration of what a four-year degree is about is that liberal education experience that produces a very broad educational experience where people come out with analytical skills, communication skills, written and oral, and appreciation for the arts and the understanding of the sciences. And those types of skills are what you need to build on a major and build on a career.
And that's really a benefit to have those kinds of classes and disciplines for students.
And I think that's what really differentiates a technical education versus the majority of university educational experiences that have as a backbone that core liberal education or liberal arts experience that really is transformational to the student. And I think it impacts students differently depending upon their age set and their backgrounds. But in my own experience, that was probably the most valuable and the most transformational part of my 11 years in college during a doctorate.
You know, all of our lines are filled, so let's go to the phones here and take some calls. Rick in Milwaukee, thank you for waiting. Hello.
Oh, hi. My main point here is that I think that there's a lot of government pressure against liberal arts being taught. And I'll give you an example that is meaningful to myself. I was a student at the UW-Madison campus. I had my four-year degree from the University of Wisconsin campus. And I got in a conversation sort of reminiscent of this with Donna Shalala when she was still the chancellor of the UW-Madison campus. And I got Chancellor Shalala to actually admit on public radio that Madison is not dedicating itself as a teaching campus, that it's solely for research. And she went on further to say, if you actually want to get good quality teaching, maybe you shouldn't even attend the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison in the first place. And see, I don't think that you can teach liberal arts, you know, without going back to the old kind of Socratic method, you know, where you make statements and you have ask questions and you have good give and take between the students and the faculty, and you have faculty who are really interested in teaching. That doesn't really exist very often at Madison, unless it's an accident. That's my opinion.
Well, I would totally disagree with you on that, but let's get to hear what our guest has to say.
Well, I appreciate the comment. I would agree first that there is an emphasis to move toward thinking about college education as producing highly skilled technical people that have immediate economic returns, and measuring only the experience in terms of earning power, which I think is a mistake.
That's true.
And getting to your point about the experience at UW-Madison, I taught at Madison. My doctorate, my master's are from Madison. What you have to understand is the system, comprised of 15 institutions and 26 campuses, has different interests in terms of what primary focus is. Madison is a world-class research university, but they also have truly some of the most outstanding professors in terms of writing, in some cases, the fundamental texts that are used in liberal arts curriculum. So I think it depends on what type of educational experience a student is looking at. At Madison, many of the introductory courses are quite large. Some students do very well in that environment. Some students do much better in an environment on a campus where it's a small class size. But I think all of our campuses really do care about teaching. Obviously, the research campuses are also on the cutting forefront edge of the type of research they're involved, which in many cases directly relates to the subject matter that they're teaching. Larry, do you have any thoughts about that, being on the Madison campus?
Well, I tell you, there's quite an emphasis on this campus in terms of teaching and good quality teaching. And I've been sitting on some campus-wide committees that are dealing with teaching and advising. And I guess I would disagree in terms of I would disagree with the point that we don't emphasize teaching on this campus, because we certainly do emphasize it.
And I should also point out the system has an office that specifically focuses across the entire system on undergraduate education in Madison and Milwaukee. All the campuses are involved in that.
Hmm. Thanks, Rick, for calling. Appreciate it. I want to give Bob a chance in Viola. Bob, hello.
Hi. I'd like to make a couple points. Number one, I sent two of my daughters to the two-year campus at Richardson Center, and that was a real blessing for our family. And when they got out of school, the cost for their education, they went on to higher education, to different educational schools that they went to, but it didn't kill them financially. Second of all, I have a four-year degree, a Bachelor of Science from the University of New Hampshire, and I had hoped to become a wildlife biologist, but throughout that whole process, I ended up going into the trades and have a small HVAC company. And I actually know you, Tom. And the thing that I really appreciated about my college background was that it allowed me to adapt and to think and to go out into this world and carve a little niche out for myself. I was blessed with the opportunity to do that, and but those years in college taught me how to interact with people, taught me how to interact with people that knew more than what I did. It allowed me to stay teachable, and then it allowed me to go on in about four or five different trades and excel in them and to create jobs for people here in Wisconsin.
I appreciate your comments, and I hear comments like this regularly from people who studied a particular subject or major and then went out and developed a career or a business and found that they're very successful, and B, that broad-ranging liberal education experience benefited them in the many of the ways that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you calling and appreciate the comments, and also appreciate your thoughts and about the experience that your children had at the University of Wisconsin-Richland.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Thank you very much. Michelle in Black River Falls, let's go to you now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I have a four-year degree from the University of Houston in graphic design, and even though I only used that briefly, I was a graphic designer for maybe 2 months, that degree got me every single job I had after I graduated, whether that be an administrative assistant to a doctor of hematology-oncology, whatever it was, that degree got me the job, and it enabled me to be able to critically think, like he was saying earlier, and be able to communicate with people more effectively. And I even use it still to this day, even though I'm now a sheep farmer. I use it to help with the registry that I volunteer for in communicating with people. So,
isn't it interesting, Michelle? I mean, when you were starting out as a freshman at the university, did you ever think you'd wind up working for a doctor in hematology and then be a sheep farmer?
No, never. No, not at all. It's very weird how things work out.
I think the caller reflects many people's trajectory of changing careers and directions many times, particularly in the last 20 years. And again, the comments we're hearing, I think, reflect the value of that liberal education tradition embedded in a four-year degree that provides many opportunities and develops skills that are useful no matter what you're doing.
Michelle, thanks so much. And I would highly recommend a book to you. It's the title of which is Sheepish.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
I interviewed the author of that book not long ago, and it's about her life on a sheep farm.
I'll look into that.
All right.
Thanks.
Sheepish. Thanks a lot. Well, we're off the topic there for a second, but that's all right. Bill in Sun Prairie, we're on to you now. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I want to make a few points. I'm going to be 69 years old, and I've been on sort of an intellectual odyssey all my life. I started off with a degree in engineering, very practical back in the 60s, and I realized I was embedded in something bigger called business. So I went on and got an MBA. And then after that, I realized I was embedded in something even bigger called society and civilization. So I ended up studying a number of things, including history and philosophy, Eastern and Western. And also, I got a PhD recently in natural health, of all things. And the reason I've done this, I mean, you might call me academically ADD, I just feel like, number one, we make artificial distinctions in calling subjects names. You know, I understand the necessity in academia to have departments, but real world nature is not that way. It's all truth and laws and the universe. And we're all, everything is connected. You know, this is a basic concept in Eastern mysticism. Everything is connected. So when you specialize, and I understand that's the way fast track to get, you know, a very high-paying job, you limit yourself. You lack context, and you lack the understanding to connect to everything else that's influencing us. And this gets back to, you know, quantum physics and emergence and complexity and chaos theory. The wind-up, and I don't want to take up too much more time, but my solution to the academic problem is that you know, we can't afford to, and some of the, by the way, the best education I've got has been outside the university and just reading on my own. What I would like to see is a national set of standards on education for different subjects. And I could get my education anywhere. I could go to the library, I could get it on the internet, I could get it on the back of an envelope. But when I walk into a room, I could be tested, you know, without books, and there'd be a proctor there, and I would prove that I have competency in this subject and get a national type of certification. At a very, very, it doesn't matter where you got the education, whether it's at Yale or Harvard or just on your own. If you can prove you understand the subject, then you get certified for it, and that's recognized throughout the world.
Interesting.
Well, a lot of interesting comments and subject matter in the caller's comments. Let me respond to a couple of these. One, I would agree that the world is not as compartmentalized as the way universities are organized, and that's always a challenge in providing the kind of education that we've been talking about today, a liberal education of making students aware of how disciplines connect to one another. And I would argue that part of the liberal education experience is to understand how things are connected and to see connections between information, ideas, and subjects. And we're trying to do more of that. I think one of the national trends in higher education is to create interdisciplinary studies, linked courses, so that students see the relationships and understand why this discipline relates to another discipline. So I think that's very important. Regarding the comments about testing and the subject matter, that's difficult to do when you're talking about liberal education skills. There are some institutions that are now working on trying to develop a liberal education or a liberal arts test for the types of skills that we've been discussing. But at the individual subject or major level, that right now, I would say for the most part, is handled with individual institutions. And I would agree there is some merit in thinking about that, of how could we test or help students coming in with information or with coursework or real-life experiences and apply that to their degree. And there are universities working on that. That's also a national trend.
Hmm. Tom Plager, Dean and Chief Education Officer for the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus, our guest today as we talk with him about the value of a college education. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll take some more calls here as we visit with Dean Tom Plager, Dean and Chief Education Officer for the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus, and Buck in Madison.
Oh, how nice. All right. Two things. First of all, the cost of college education is excessive, way beyond the cost of inflation, but that's a separate topic, right? I was able to graduate with no money owed. My parents paid some. I got a scholarship, and I worked for it, right? My wife, who's 8 years younger, had about 8 or 9 years of debts to repay. Now, it looks like they're in debt for 50 years. But that's a separate topic. In praise of liberal education is, first of all, it teaches you your whole culture, so you're a mensch. Secondly, it teaches you how to be a good citizen and be able to blow off bad advertising, make good analysis and good choices. And third, it makes you competent in your work.
Hmm.
I would agree with all of your statements about what a liberal education contributes to and how it's relevant to citizenry and the workforce. I would like to comment on your comments concerning affordability, because I think that is relevant and is of interest to people pursuing higher education, particularly if you're thinking of a liberal education. It's true that higher education costs have gone up dramatically, more so than many other components of one's life, of what one invests in, or daily expenses. In part, what has happened in Wisconsin, I'm a lifelong resident, our public university system has seen less state support, so that today on our campus in Baraboo, a student is covering about two-thirds of the cost to educate
of their educational experience versus when I started, it was about 50%. And when my parents were in college, it was in the University of Wisconsin system, it was considerably less of a percentage covered by the students. So one of the factors that's contributing, at least to public higher education, is the decrease in state support and universities having to make up for that in other ways. Despite that, I think the Board of Regents have done an exceptional job of creating tiered price points where Wisconsin citizens can enjoy a very reasonable tuition if that's something that's important to starting an education. So it's a great concern of how are we going to continue to fund higher education when we're seeing a decline in state support.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Buck. Steve in Monaco, Wisconsin. Hello, thank you.
I'm calling up to compliment the quality of education in Wisconsin. I don't think we need national standards. I think the rest of the nation should model their education system after us, K through 12 and the university system. I, as a student, encountered nothing but a tremendous quality teachers all throughout school. My kids that went to school had an excellent education. I know their teachers everywhere from UW-Eau Claire, UW-Stevens Point, Madison, well-educated, not only in knowing the subject matter, but knowing how to teach and to get that information across. I guess it's been proven because I read in the newspaper here again the other day that Wisconsin schools, the SAT scores are almost always number one in the nation. I think one year they were second out of the last 17 years. But Wisconsin truly has something to be proud of in their education. Now, on a sour note, two of my kids were going to become teachers. One was a first year in their program, another one just graduated from high school. But unfortunately, in talking with their friends and realizing that so many of the other, their associates, could get more money without going to college than to become a teacher, and especially now Governor Walker, I guess, cut salaries at least $10,000 per teacher when you figure things out, my kids have decided not to go into education because they just unfortunately can't afford to be teachers. So congratulations on your good work in the UW system.
Thank you very much for calling. Comments, Tom?
Well, I would agree that Wisconsin is nationally known, internationally known as an education state, has been for many years. Our K-12 system has been recognized as an excellent system, and the university system is truly one of the best in the country. It's a unique system that other states don't have, the degree of complexity and options that students have and citizens have. And the question is, how are we going to keep the high level of quality education that we've enjoyed in our state for some time? So the caller brings up some concerns, and anyone who's involved in education in Wisconsin is concerned about it.
Thanks again, Steve, for calling. Carol in Cedarburg, we'll go to you. And by the way, you could join in, too, if you have some questions or comments for us as we move along here. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Give a call, email at talk@wpr.org, or go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post there as well. Now we go to Carol in Cedarburg. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm really enjoying your discussion, and especially from the perspective of my son. He's going to be a senior at UW in the fall, majoring in engineering physics. And he's been kind of depressed this summer. He's kind of burned out on school, but is in a program that's geared to help him go right to grad school. He's also very worried about his student loans and feels like he needs to work a while and, you know, get the amount of his loan, work the amount of his loans down. And he feels like he's made a mistake that he should have gone into electrical engineering or something where they're hiring right now. I think the perspective of people talking about their careers, and a lot of times the education that they started out with gave them unique skills, but they didn't necessarily stay in that field. And that perspective would be very useful for current students.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your comments, and I think that's important for students to understand that they may change careers many times. And I think the majority of students, myself included, when I left undergraduate school, the worry of what kind of earning power will I have and what will I do, which led me into graduate school, that I think that's on the minds of many students, and it's something that students need to be aware of as they're pursuing their education. But the experience and the investment statistically pays off in terms of earning power, but more importantly, I think, in terms of the transformational experience that college brings to someone.
telling my son, you know, even if you get your master's in electrical engineering, because of your background in physics and in research, that'll help you get a position that's just right for you. And don't worry short term, because long term it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Okay, thank you.
Good advice, Mom.
All righty.
And while I'm thinking about it as well, we're talking about jobs and getting jobs. In about 15 minutes or so, we'll be talking about the whole process of getting a job, and everything from interviewing to how to put together a resume, an effective one. Got an expert on that coming up at about 11:45 today. So, Carol, stay listening. Brian in Whitewater, on to you now. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on the education I've been receiving. I'm going to be a senior in the fall, fourth year, studying music education, and I have loved it. It's taught me, it's helped me with my critical thinking, analytical skills, and I think the UW system and public education in Wisconsin overall should keep striving for what they're capable of.
Oh, appreciate the comments. Can I ask you which campus you're at?
UW-Whitewater.
Great, great.
Excellent. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it very much. John in North Richland County. Hi, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. Basically, I live in the middle of nowhere, and I've got two kids, and they've been actually completed, both of them, the first year of college through the University of Phoenix.
Yeah.
And do you see, I'm wondering if your guest sees an increase in this. You see so much more being done online. Is that going to be an increasing trend, at least maybe even in the beginning grades of college or beginning courses of college? I mean, how do you see that kind of going down the line in the future?
Absolutely. That is clearly a trend. It's one of our areas of greatest growth on our campus and in the UW colleges and the system. And online education helps reach people who are place-bound, that are in areas of our state and in areas of the country where there's not a public university close by or a private university. And so it provides options there, but it also provides interesting options for our students on campus. Today, I think you see students taking on campus a mix of face-to-face classroom. They may take a course via video conferencing or podcasting and then take an online course. And so I think the idea when online technology first came about was that it was going to exclusively service people in remote locations that couldn't access a university. And today we're seeing that it's an option that is enriching the campus experience as well. So I can't imagine that this technology is not going to grow. And you may eventually see universities where students come in with a whole variety of credit from different institutions and may enroll 2 years into a program or into the university, carrying with them credits from a variety of different institutions. I think that's going to be the trend.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, John. Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Bob in Trigo, we're on to you now. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. See, I tuned in late, but I just wondered if much discussion had taken place relative to the vocational and technical colleges in Wisconsin. I'm a recently retired principal myself, and I've had experience myself in the tech colleges as well as the Standard University. But I think for a long time there's been this this focus on the traditional four-year university approach for students leaving high school. And personally, I believe that probably there's a large number of students, if not even a majority, that would be better suited to first pursue the technical colleges, more specific to what their interests might lie, and then later on look at pursuing maybe a four-year degree or advance beyond that. But I'll take your comments or things off the air.
All right. Sure. Thanks a lot for calling.
Well, great, great comments and questions. Wisconsin is set up where we have the University of Wisconsin system that consists of two doctoral universities, 11 comprehensive four-year universities, and 13 two-year liberal arts colleges, and then the Wisconsin Technical College system that is comprised of districts with main campuses, and many have branch or satellite campuses in their districts. And the technical colleges were originally set up for technical vocational education funded predominantly through the property tax funding mechanisms, along with supplemented with state support. And they're outstanding places for technical education. Some technical colleges have branched out into liberal arts education, and that may be an option for students who are looking for that experience, or certainly it's an outstanding opportunity for students who want to go directly into a technical trade.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Bob, for calling. Sarah in Madison, on to you now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I just have a comment. I have a four-year liberal arts degree from Luther College, and I think one of the great assets that I didn't understand when I was receiving that education is the value of humility, that it taught me that I don't have a master understanding of everything, and that it's okay to go and seek information from others. And in doing that, understanding the interconnectedness, that I'm not taken by any advertisement or politician, that I need to go and explore and realize that I don't have all those answers, but then be critically thinking when I go to encounter them and explore them.
Oh, interesting.
Well, great comments, and I would agree. I think today, with easy access to information in a way that was not possible in previous generations, that we have access to unlimited library resources, online resources, all kinds of media resources right at our desktop now with smartphones, that it's more important than ever to be able to assess knowledge and information and to make sense of it, see connections, to critically evaluate it. I think that is even more of a job now in higher ed, is to teach where to get information, how to assess it, and how to use it in a critical and responsible way. And I think the skills that you're talking about and the experiences that you mentioned are exactly what I'm referring to, and even more relevant than ever before.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah, for calling. You know, we've talked about graduate and undergraduate studies, and say going from undergraduate studies to a graduate school. What are, when you're thinking about choosing a school for undergraduate studies versus a graduate school, other factors to consider for each?
Well, I think what's extremely important to anyone who's thinking about college at the undergraduate, the graduate level, is to learn as much as you can about the institution you're thinking about. And that may involve a site visit, talking to students who are in the program that you're interested in, whether that's the graduate or undergraduate level, and then actually talking to faculty in the particular program or multiple programs that you have an interest in. I think one way right away to find out if a university is the place for you is to make an appointment or call or email a faculty member in the area that you have an interest in and see what kind of response you get. And I think you'll find most particularly University of Wisconsin faculty are passionate about teaching and enjoy working with students and will respond. And that's the best way to get your foot in the door to see if this is a right fit for you. So I think those types of initial questions are very important.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes just because of economic necessity, or sometimes it's just a desire to change career paths, adults who have already worked in a career sometimes go back to school for very different kinds of training. What do you recommend for those non-traditional students?
Well, visiting the institution, the campus, one great resource is to go to the University of Wisconsin System website, which is www.wisconsin.edu. And you can visit all of the campuses online. You can also do a search on UW Major Mania, where you can plug in areas that you're interested in study, and it will take you to specific campuses and programs. And I would agree that we're seeing a tremendous increase in the number of non-traditional students, particularly on the two-year University of Wisconsin campuses. About a third of our student body here in Baraboo is now over the age of 22, all the way up to people in their 60s, 70s. We had a student in their 90s a few years ago. And people are coming back, and for many of those folks, they're interested in finding the kind of support that can help them with the changing higher ed environment and the use of computer technology and online technology. I think that's important, and also library resources that are suitable for the kind of program of study that the student's involved in, and the kind of support there to help them use those resources.
Yeah, and as someone who teaches on the Madison campus, I don't have a lot of non-traditional students, but they always are great. Great to have in a classroom.
Very focused and extremely curious, and bring real-world, real-life experiences to the classroom. And I've enjoyed having non-traditional students in my classroom over the years. They're fantastic.
Marjorie in Sun Prairie, it is your turn. Hi, thank you for calling.
Oh, good morning. This is the first time I've called into this sort of thing. I wanted to make a comment that education used to be kind of considered as sort of insurance, that if you had enough college education, you were going to be fairly safe in terms of employment and security and so on. And I haven't found that to be the case, and I haven't found that to be the case for other people I know. I know my husband had been the first person in his family to go to college, and partly did so in order to try to be secure and you know, make sure life would be okay, and
sure.
Found that didn't end up happening. And I've been unemployed a number of times in spite of having a master's degree. So so that was one of the comments I wanted to make. The other thing, used to be a bachelor's degree was sort of your thought to be a ticket, and it's kind of now become maybe a master's degree supposed to be what you might need. And I find even out there with a master's degree that the competition for work, particularly in the current economy, is such that that doesn't give you enough to compete with others who are job seeking. So maybe that's because of the way the economy is right now, but those are some of my comments.
Thank you for calling. Tom?
Well, I would agree with the caller that there are more people coming to college than ever before. Wisconsin, the most recent data that I have, I think 2008, suggests about 26% of our adult citizenry holds a four-year degree versus the national average is about 28%. I think our neighboring state, Minnesota, is about 32%. And I would agree that 20, 30 years ago, certainly when my parents were in college, that a college degree was thought of as the ticket to a guaranteed job. I think that's changing, that there are many more people who possess a college degree, and I think that's a good thing overall for society, but it does make the workforce more competitive. One of the trends that we're seeing is one of the greatest growing degrees in the country now is at the master's level, and so you're seeing more people coming back for higher education beyond the level of a baccalaureate degree than you did in the 1960s and 1970s, and I think it reflects some of what the caller mentioned today on the program.
Thank you very much for calling, Marjorie. Appreciate your call very much, and I hope you stay listening, too, because we're going to be talking about job hunting here in just a minute or two. And Tom, thank you so much for being with us today. And I really appreciate it. And always fun. And I hope we can do this again soon.
Sure. Thank you very much. I always enjoy talking to your guests and with you, Larry. Thank you.
And I'm sorry I busted up on your title there, too. Tom is really the Dean and Campus Executive Officer for the University of Wisconsin Baraboo Sauk County Campus. Tom Plager, and he'll be back, and we'll do this again. It's always an interesting conversation. It really leads well into our neck. We talked about the value of a college education. Well, if you have a college education, now how do you get a job? We'll talk about successful job hunting with our guests next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.